First of all, Anna, we've got to talk about the big semi-final against Surrey Storm in a couple of days' time. Just how are you feeling about it?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a tough one for us, but the girls are preparing well and we're super excited to put a game out there on Saturday.
And obviously a massive reward if you were to win that game, reaching the final.
Yeah, well, it's something we've never done before. I mean, we're throwing everything at it and preparing well. So we pushed them last time we played them at home. We got within 3 goals in the last 15 minutes, but just didn't have the experience really to carry it through. So that's something we're hoping to improve on this time.
I was going to say, would you use the previous game as a bit of motivation? Because in the end, you were very close to beating them, and obviously you'll have learnt a few things about them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've prepared really well for this game because we've had a lot of different situations to deal with. We've won games by 20, lost a first encounter against Surrey by 20, obviously improved on that. We've won games in the last 5 minutes and also we've lost games in the last 30 seconds. So we're pretty prepared for more or less every situation. We haven't had an easy route, and I think the more situations I personally can get the girls to deal with and overcome, the better prepared we'll be on Saturday.
And obviously it's a game away from Yorkshire. Is it a case then you'll be travelling down maybe on the Friday for it?
No, we'll be travelling on the Saturday. It's something that we're used to doing with Super League. We don't have a never-ending budget, so we will be travelling down on Saturday, but it's nothing that we're not used to.
And whatever happens, this has been an incredible season already. Just how proud are you of the team to finish third in the league?
Oh, I'm so proud of the girls. I mean, they've just put everything out there this season, and they've really been a credit to everybody that's worked with them, including, you know, the support that we've had in Leeds this season's been phenomenal. So yeah, absolutely brilliant, and just the support generally this season, we couldn't have asked for more. The girls are super. I'm very lucky to have them.
And of course you've been doing Yorkshire proud because you've been playing games in all parts of Yorkshire. And how interesting has that been to be in one arena one night and then a couple of weeks later be in a different place in Yorkshire?
It's been a challenge for me as a coach because you know, we haven't had a true home venue, so to speak. So, you know, there's a performance element for it where I would argue that I'd like a home. But the good thing about it is obviously we've been able to get out there and get round Yorkshire and kind of improve on the fan base a little bit. So from that perspective, it's been brilliant. But it has brought its challenges for different reasons. But yeah, it's a work in progress, that one, I think.
And of course, the fine form that you've had, it hasn't gone unnoticed. A number of your players have been picked up by the England coach, Tracy Neville.
Yeah, the girls, you know, have done well. We've got a couple of the players, Lydia Walker and Jess Shaw, that have been selected for the under-21s tour of Australia. And also we've got Natalie Hayes-Hollingsworth and Sally Butters that have been picked up for the Test Series and Netball Europe, respectively. So, yeah, I think, you know, to think that those girls will be shaping part of England's future moving forward is very exciting for us. And I think it gives the younger players coming through the system in Yorkshire a lot of hope and inspiration.
And just casting back to the start of the season, was the aim always to finish in that top four?
Yeah, it was. I mean, every season it's been that. That's what all the teams strive for. But we've probably always lacked a bit of experience and a little bit of depth in the past. Whereas this season, a lot of the girls have come of age and we've got some really good imports in that have made a massive difference, not just to our on-court performance, but also what we've put out there at training.
And so finally, just to look at that big game on Saturday, just what are you going to tell the ladies before the game starts?
Well, that's pretty tough. I mean, you know, we're not doing anything that's not a million miles away from winning the game. I think for us, a lot of it, it's how we put ourselves out there mentally and make sure that we think correctly under pressure. You know, we're playing against arguably the best attacking unit in the country. You know, every single player they have in attack is an English player. And we've just got to make sure we contain them. And any turnover we get, we've got to be relentless. So relentless will be the word on Saturday that we're going to the game with.